Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Bereka Bunna. As we delve more in depth into Amharic grammar, I'd recommend you visit our website to have a look at the episode transcripts and find more Amharic language learning resources. Just visit berekabunna.org. Today we'll go over conjugations in the past tense, as well as how to formulate the present and past continuous. I have found the basic past tense conjugations to be some of the simplest to deal with. So if you found the last episode a bit confusing, hopefully this one will be easier. By the way, last episode I recommended a couple helpful resources for Amharic learning, and I wanted to add one more book to your list. Amharic for Beginners by Marie Frydenlund and Christine Svensson, published by the Norwegian Lutheran Mission Language School. Though it can be difficult to find, the book gives a great walkthrough of core components of the language and its grammar, as well as practice exercises and activities. I'd very much recommend having a look. Last time, we discussed the infinitive and root form of verbs. This week, you'll see how the root form of the verb is often the same or very similar to the third-person masculine past tense of the verb. In other words, he ate, he drank, etc. This is the simplest form of the verb and therefore a helpful starting point for learning verb conjugations. First, listen to the following third-person masculine past tense conjugations, and then we'll look at some of these conjugations for each pronoun. Wesede, he took. Cemmere, he began or started. Cherese, he finished. Sema, he heard. Meta, he came. Sete, he gave. Aye, he saw. Hede, he went. Using these conjugations and vocabulary you've learned so far, you can make simple sentences of your own, such as Wedesuk hede, he went to the shop. Or Temert cherese, he finished school. Or Temert cherese, he finished school. Or Wefochun aye, he saw the birds. Try experimenting with a few simple sentences of your own. Now listen to the verb wesede, moused infinitive form, conjugated for each person. Ene wesedku. Ante wesedk. Anchi wesedch. Inante wesedachu. Isu wesede. Iswa wesedech. Inya weseden. Inesu wesedu. Remember that the conjugation for inesu, they, is often the same as a polite form for you, he, or she. Wesedu is therefore they took, but can also be you, he, or she, polite form, took. Let's use another few examples so you can start hearing the patterns. Meta, memtat, infinitive form, is the verb to come. So in the past, I came, you came, she came, etc. Ene metau, ante metach, anchi metash, inante metachu, isu meta, iswa metach, inya metan, inesu metu. Hede, mehed, infinitive form, is the verb to go. I went, you went, he went, etc. Ene hedku, ante hedk, anchi hedsh, inante hedachu, isu hede, iswa hedech, inya heden, inesu hedu. Aye mayet, infinitive form, is to see. I saw, you saw, they saw, etc. Ene ayo, ante ayeh, anchi ayesh, inante ayachu, isu aye, iswa ayech, inya ayen, inesu ayu. Hopefully you've started noticing the similar endings associated with the conjugation for each person. For example, the ending for we, inya, is an n sound. Wesedin, metan, hedin, ayen. For you, plural, inante, the ending is typically achu, wesedachu, metachu, hedachu, ayachu, etc. You might have noticed that for the first person singular, I, ene, and second person masculine singular, you ante, the ending can vary between a stronger k sound or a softer h sound. Ene wesedku ante wesedk and ene hedku ante hedk versus ene metau ante metach and ene ayuh ante ayeh. Knowing which one is used for any given verb is not a perfect science and will just come with time learning the language. For later, a good exercise might be to learn the conjugations of more verbs and try to create some basic past sentences of your own. For now, as I say the following sentences, try to pause the audio and see if you can translate them for yourself. Wedesuk hedku. Wedesuk hedku. I went to the shop. Beit metach. Beit metach. Did you, male, come home? Dimetuan ayesh. Dimetuan ayesh. Do you, female, see the cat? Abebaoch leswa setachu. Abebaoch leswa setachu. You, plural, gave her flowers. Serra cherese. Serra cherese. He finished work. Bizu sequar wesedich. Bizu sequar wesedich. She took a lot of sugar. Demehert gemeren. Demehert gemeren. We started school. Dimtsun semu. Dimtsun semu. They heard the noise. Great. Now that we've got a basic grasp on the past tense, let's learn how else it can be used. The past continuous forms, I was eating, you were drinking, she was going, use the past tense conjugation with a slight variation. To indicate the past continuous, simply add the prefix eye to the start of the past conjugated verb and neber, the verb menor, to be, conjugated for isu, to the end. I ate, belau, becomes eye belau neber, I was eating. He, male, drank, teta, becomes eye teta neber, he was drinking. She was going is eye hedishneber, eye hedishneber, etc. A similar principle applies to the present continuous, except that rather than using the past tense, neber, you add the present tense, no, conjugation of to be, menor. I am learning is eye tamarkuno, eye tamarkuno. They, in esu, are eating is eye beluno, eye beluno. We, in ya, are going eye hedinno, eye hedinno. You, in ante, are coming eye metachuhno, eye metachuhno, etc. Try practicing as before with the following sentence examples. Wedebeit eye hedchno. Wedebeit eye hedishno? Are you female going home? Tawat kurs eye belanaber. Tawat kurs eye belanaber. In the morning he was eating breakfast. Buna eye tatauneber. Buna eye tatauneber. I was drinking coffee. Amarinya eye tamarachuno? Amarinya eye tamarachuno? Are you, plural, learning Amharic? Ahun eye tenagarechno. Ahun eye tenagarechno. Now she is speaking. Delantana eye tebekuneber. Delantana eye tebekuneber. Yesterday they were waiting. Min eyaderekno. Min eyaderekno. What are you, male, doing? Mata Eyerotenneber. Mata. Eyerotenneber. At night, we were running. And that's all for today. Thanks for joining me once again. I hope this was helpful, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Goodbye.